And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 4th of October, 2011. It was on this date, 1535, the first complete modern English translation of the Bible was printed, the Coverdale Bible, compiled, printed by Miles Coverdale, English priest living on the continent at the time. He would later go on to become Bishop of Exeter. 1883, on this date, the first formal run of the Orient Express. It ran from Paris to Constantinople, was comprised of sleeper cars, Pullman cars, with paneled interiors, leather armchairs, silk sheets, wool blankets. The original train stopped serving Istanbul in 1977, finally ceased operation in 2009, but there still is a train called the Orient Express, which runs from London to a variety of destinations in Europe and uses the restored original cars. It's the birthday of Damon Runyon, born Manhattan, Kansas, 1884. Author of stories about New York lowlife, part New York street slang, part vernacular that he invented himself. It's the birthday of Buster Keaton, born Joseph Frank Keaton, Piqua, Kansas, 1895, to a family of vaudevillians. Parents added him to the act when he was just 3 years old, and he quickly learned that the more serious the expression on his face, the harder the audience would laugh. Made a number of silent film masterpieces in the 20s, The Navigator, The General, The Cameraman. Went through some hard times due to marital troubles, heavy drinking, creative problems at the studio. Was still working in the 1960s and still doing most of his own stunts, almost right up until he died in 1966. It's the birthday of Brendan Gill, born 1914, Hartford, Connecticut, graduated from Yale, and went off to join the staff of The New Yorker in that same year, 1936. Wrote 15 books, biographies, social histories, some fiction, criticism, poetry, and was a devoted supporter of architectural preservation. And it's the birthday of Anne Rice, 1941, born New Orleans, whose first book was Interview with the Vampire, 1976. Raised a Catholic, left the church at 18, returned in the late 90s, began a series of books about the life of Christ, but last summer announced on her Facebook page that she was leaving organized religion behind once again. She wrote, "Today I quit being a Christian. I'm out. I remain committed to Christ as always, but not to being Christian or to being part of Christianity. It's simply impossible for me to belong to this quarrelsome, hostile, disputatious, and deservedly infamous group. I'm an outsider. My conscience will allow nothing else." Here's a poem for today by Marvin Bell, Catalogue with Illustrations. The beauty of an old desk blotter where ink stains grew into the shapes of ships in a turbulent ocean, and the ticking of the clock in the sunlight thickened by dust. The clacking of the typewriter keys, the big zipper sound of the carriage return, and the sound of the struck bell muffled in the drapes. The air was rich with time when there was still time. The letter ripened slowly in the typewriter. The minute hand took a second to move one digit. Under the glass that covered the desktop, a map, and family photos. A poem by Marvin Bell, Catalogue with Illustrations, from Rampant, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.